Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar here here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I've got a bit of a different kind of show for you today. With the warm weather here, it's a good time to jump in the car and drive. And if you have a ragtop, you're golden. Whether it's a road trip, heading to the beach, going on vacation, just riding around with your friends. Lots of people hit the road at this time of year. So we'll have some fun with music about cars, the road, driving. And of course, the local bands will be here too. I'm not leaving them out. And I know things are a little different today, but when I was growing up, summer was also the season of the muscle car. Young guys would be cruising around, showing off their cars. Like I say, you don't see them so much now with gas mileage standards and such, you know, environmental stuff. But the big three have been bringing back some in recent years, so not quite the same. They brought back the Camaro, I think, the Charger, and of course, there's always the Mustang. My first car was actually a 1967 Mustang, a V8, and boy, do I wish I still had that car. In tribute to those cars, here's GTO by Ronnie and the Daytonas, surf rock band of the early 60s. GTO was their first single in 1964 and reached number 4 on the Billboard Pop Singles chart. Sold over a million copies. They had a few more singles, another album, toured a bit, and broke up in 1966. So here's Ronnie and the Daytonas with GTO.
Little GTO, you really looking fine. Three deuces and a 4-speed and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine, yi, yi. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO. See her on a road course or a quarter mile. This little modified Python has got so many styles. She paints the gassers and the
rail jobs, dirty drive from Hawaii. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO. Save all my money and buy a GTO.
Turn it on.
Get a helmet and a roll bar, and I'll be ready to go. Take it out to Pomona and let 'em know, that I'm the coolest thing around. Little buddy, gonna shut you down when I turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO. Oh,
Just bought a brand new GTO. Mustang Sally, just bought a brand new GTO. A four-valve carburetor, got a stick down in the floor. You see her coming, you better move over. You see her rolling, you better move over. If you don't, you gotta be in trouble. Mustang, Mustang Sally, got a brand new GT, GT. Oh, she throw it in gear, hit her passing gear. All you can see the fog, see the smoke. Get over out the road, 'cause she's moving, she rocking, she rocking, she rocking, she moving, she moving. Mustang Sally, it's too much. Just bought a GTO. Getting high, start moving, start grooving. You better move, 'cause you're coming. Mustang Sally, out of sight. Mustang Sally is coming. You better pull to the side, 'cause she's rocking, she's rolling. She's rocking. Oh, oh, yeah. Mustang Sally, just now bought a brand new GTO. Got a stick in the flow and four-valve carburetor. Every time she throw it in gear, she moving, she grooving. When you see her coming, you better move over, pull over to the side. She'll pass you. Hi, yeah. All you can see. All you can see, see the smoke. Oh yeah, she'll suck you up, up a tailpipe. Mustang Sally, Mustang Sally, just bought brand new GTO. She can move, she can groove, she can rock the highway. When a policeman see her, all they do is look at yonder. There she go, Mustang Sally, got a brand new GTO. We can't catch her, we can't catch her. Let her go. She too much, she too much. The police said, she too much. The police
said. Hey Jack, what's happening?
I don't know.
Well, a rumor around town says you might be thinking about going down to the shore.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go down to the shore.
What are you going to do down there?
I don't know. Play some video games, buy some Def Leppard t-shirts.
Don't forget your Motley Crue t-shirt. You know, all proceeds go to get their lead singer out of jail.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to go down. Hey, you going to check out the sandbar while you're down there?
What's the sandbar?
It's a place that lets 16-year-old kids drink.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, hey, guess who's gonna be there?
Who?
My favorite cover band, Crystal Shit.
Wow.
Yeah, they do a door show. He's really impressed. In fact, it goes a little like this. Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl. Cause I got AIDS. Love me two times, baby. Once for tomorrow. Once cause I got AIDS. Pretty good Jim Morrison in prison there. I hope those guys have a good sense of humor and don't take us into court.
What's the court?
Never mind that. The important thing
here... You mean the people's court.
Now that's another story. The important thing here is that we get to the part where you ask me how I'm going to get down to the shore.
Oh, how are you getting down to the shore?
Funny you should ask. I've got a car now.
Oh, wow. How'd you get a car?
Oh, my folks drove it up here from the Bahamas.
You're kidding.
It must be the Bahamas or islands. Okay, the important thing here is that you asked me what kind of car it is.
What kind of car do you got?
I've got a bitchin' Camaro.
Just heard some songs about some of the great muscle cars that have been around. Some still are. Let's see now. Running the Daytonas with GTO, a single from 1964. Then Buddy Guy doing Mustang Sally from his album Damn Right I've Got the Blues. Mustang Sally was first recorded by Mack Rice in 1965 and got more popular when Wilson Pickett covered it as a single the next year. Then you heard GTO and Mustang Sally. I thought that was a perfect song. Oh, Mustang Sally and GTO, I'm sorry, was the next song I played. Perfect song to play after what I had just played. That was by John Lee Hooker from 1966, Real Folk Blues, More Real Folk Blues. Then I thought I'd add another muscle car to the mix with Bitchin' Barracuda from the Dead Milkmen from their 1985 debut album, Big Lizard in My Backyard. They're a satirical punk band from Philadelphia, formed in 1983. They got back together in 2008, released a new album in 2011. Not sure what's up now, if they're still around or not, but there's all the cool muscle cars that we can't... There's still some around. Like I know somebody who has a nice ragtop Mustang. Really fun to ride around in. Actually, my first ever car was a 1967 Mustang. Man, I wish I still had that. It's a V8. Great car. Now, next I have... Let's see. I have Circus of Power, a metal band from New York City, formed in 1986. We're around till around 95. The tattooed and leather-clad band fit right in at a biker rally, and this is Motor from their 1988 self-titled debut album. I first found out about the band when I saw them on a Morton Downey Jr. episode. Remember him? It was about metal, and also on there was the New York City band Cycle Sluts from Hell, who I actually later saw and interviewed for an article. That was a really fun episode of Morton Downey Jr. Those shows could be quite amusing. But I caught this really good band from there. So here is Circus of Power with Motor.
Fire!
right. Back to the driving we had. I sounded like Yoda, didn't I? First you heard Circus of Power with Motor from their debut self-titled album. Then you heard the Virgin Marys with Push the Pedal from their 2016 album Divides. Hard rocker band from England was formed in 2009 and put out several EPs before releasing their excellent debut album in 2013. Then you heard Genya Raven with Pedal to the Metal from her 1979 album, And I Mean It. Genya Raven, a.k.a. Goldie Zelkowitz, was born in Poland and came with her parents and a sister when she was a kid in 1949. They were the only of her family to survive the Holocaust. I had never realized how significant a figure in music she's been. As a singer, she co-founded, I believe, the first all-female rock band, Goldie and the Gingerbreads, when she was 17. She changed her name to Genya Raven and was the lead singer of the band Ten Wheel Drive in 1968. She did a few albums with them and did solo albums, produced some of her albums, and also worked as a producer for several record labels. Produced acts including the Dead Boys, Tiny Tim, Kool & the Gang, Ronnie Spector. That's quite a mix. She was the first woman to produce significant male bands. In 2006, Steven Van Zandt recruited her to host a monthly radio show on his Underground Garage radio channel on Sirius. So, and I believe she's coming out with new music soon. I'm not sure if it's an album or what, but she's been working on something. So that'll be cool. Now, of course, I'm not going to forget the local bands, so I have some local bands for you now. First is Little Billy Lost. Band consists of musicians who've been around the scene in different bands, including The Atlantics, Pop Gun, Figures on a Beach. They put out an EP in the past year. And this even kind of fits in. This is Do the Tailpipe Drag from their EP Cocks of the Walk. And Little Billy Lost, excuse me. I'm tripping over my words. I need some more water. Little Billy Lost will be playing Saturday night at Ralph's Rock Diner in Worcester, Mass. Little Billy Lost.
I'm a cab. My Geiger counter clicked and I faded. through the tailpipe drag.
Drama queen, drama queen. You make
All right, that was the Thigh Scrapers with The Time Is Right, which is from the self-titled disc. And the Rock Band was started in 2012 by WMFO DJ Brian Young, who sang a crash course for the ravers ears on the station on Saturday afternoons. Young's lead vocalist of the band. And they are going to be playing at the Quincy Porch Fest at 62 Prospect Ave, Quincy, on Saturday afternoon. As is the band you heard before them, the Stigmatics, your drama queen from this three-song EP, I Need More, came out in late December. It was produced by David Minahan at Woolly Mammoth Sound in Waltham. This garage rock proto-punk band formed in 2015. And as I said, the Stigmatics, along with the Thigh Scrapers, will be at the Quincy Porch Fest on Saturday afternoon. But then the Stigmatics will also be playing Saturday night at Ralph's Rock Diner in Worcester with the band you heard before them, which was Little Billy Lost. You heard the tailpipe drag from their EP Cox of the Walk. And those two bands will be at Ralph's Rock Diner in Worcester on Saturday night. Now, the place is actually a diner. I was there once years and years ago, and it's a diner, all right, with a rock club. It's pretty cool. Anyway, now we have a few more local bands for you. And first, Red Sky Mary with South of the City from the album River Child. The Portsmouth, New Hampshire-based band does a lot of gigging in New Hampshire, Maine, and Massachusetts. And they'll have a new album coming out really soon. And Red Sky Mary's going to be headlining a show of local bands at Thunder Road in Somerville on Thursday night. And I'm really looking forward to that one. So here is Red Sky Mary with South of the City.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk. 145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
One, two, three, four!
My name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. And you just heard a few local bands. First was Red Sky Mary with South of the City from their album River Child. They said they're from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. They play out a lot. And they're going to have a new album coming out soon. Actually, I ran into someone in the band at, I forget which show, maybe Gary Hoey. And I told him new album's coming soon. He'll get it to me when they have it. And Red Sky Mary's headlining a show of local bands at Thunder Road in Somerville on Thursday night. That should be great. After that, you heard Nervous Eaters with CALFLA from their brand new album, Record 10. Band started in 1977, were big in the local punk scene in the late 70s, and they reissued their 1986 album, Hot Steel and Acid, last year with other songs on it as well that hadn't been on the album back then, and they just released this new album. And then you heard Tad Overbow with Open Road and Blue Sky from his 2018 disc Demons in the Dust. Singer-songwriter Overbow has a five-piece band with rock and country influences, Americana. And Tad Overbow and the Late Arrivals will be playing at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville on Saturday night. Open Road and Blue Sky, that kind of fit into the theme of the show, huh? You could just see that. People love driving in that. Anyway, and continuing on the road, excuse me. I have a familiar one that I couldn't resist playing on a show referencing getting in your car and driving. The Doors' Roadhouse Blues. It was on Morrison Hotel, The Doors' fifth studio album. And this version is from Live in New York, and Lonnie Mack played bass on the track. So here is Roadhouse Blues.